Hi, this is Kyle Bauer. I get a chance to visit with Randall Debler. He is the chairman of the Kansas Beef Council. Randall, you've been involved with the Kansas Beef Council for quite a while.
Yeah, I was privileged to be nominated and appointed by the Secretary of Agriculture onto the Cattlemen's Beef Board a number of years ago, about seven, and I spent my six-year term on that. And since that time, I've been elected to be the chairman of the Kansas Beef Council. So I still am in that position now. And along with that, I have been put on the Federation side of the national checkoff dollar.
You know, I don't, until you sit through this hallway of meetings that are going on for days, I don't think that a lot of people understand those checkoff dollars are paid by farmers, but they are administered and spent by farmers and ranchers, every dime of it.
Absolutely. So the committee meetings today, we got to, at this point in the process, we're looking at things that we approved in the summer business meeting, and now we kind of get a mid-year snapshot of how things are going. But everybody in that room that looked at this and approved it and made suggestions for changes, everybody in there is involved in production ag beef business in one form or another. I come from a cow-calf operation, and there are many other folks in there that are, you know, same kind of thing. There's seed stock producers. There's folks involved in feed yards. Everybody in there really has a stake in getting the most bang for our checkoff dollar.
And just so people understand, every time that animal sells, there's $1, just $1 per animal that is collected. But for Kansas, that amounts to quite a bit of money.
It does. Kansas, you know, we're blessed with the packing industry that we have and the feeding industry that we have. So the number of head that turn in Kansas is large. You know, it varies every year. Texas is usually the largest, but Kansas and Nebraska will trade places pretty regular. And I don't know whether, last I saw, Kansas was number two, but we do trade with Nebraska.
So half of that money goes to the state beef council and the other half goes to national?
That's absolutely correct. So the state is responsible for collecting those dollars, and we will remit 50 cents of that dollar onto the national board, which is the Cattlemen's Beef Board and the Federation of State Beef Councils.
So Kansas has about 3 million people, and you're collecting a large portion of the total dollars, but that money doesn't get spent just in Kansas.
It does not. So we have always been very aware of the fact we're heavy cattle and short people. So we've partnered with some of our neighboring states, like Nebraska, for example, and we fund a position, actually there's three. We fund one in Florida, one in New York, and one in California. Those places, with the exception of California, are heavy on people and short on cattle. So anything we can do to help promote and push and increase the demand for beef in those states, we feel that's a worthy project.
You know, demand for beef hit a low in 2003 when they had the BSE, one cow that stole Christmas. But since then, there has been very strong growth in demand year after year.
That's true. We have enjoyed that steady increase in demand, and everybody has their own, I suppose, perspective of why that is, but I think a lot of that goes back to what the checkoff has done. All the way from fabrication of the carcass and finding new cuts there, you know, the tri-tip and the flat iron, all of those cuts were discovered through checkoff dollars to increase the value of every carcass. For domestic markets and then international markets, the promotion there. You know, it's a long, long list of the things that the checkoff has done to help push forward that steady increase in beef demand.
And these meetings are going on up and down this hallway for, I'll say, 2 days, possibly longer. And they're open to anybody that wants to walk in and listen. I mean, they're not closed meetings or behind, quote, closed doors.
Absolutely. You know, anybody who wants to come in and listen, sure can, and understand, hopefully, by the time they leave, understand a little more of what their checkoff dollar has been doing.
We're visiting with Randall Debler. He is the chairman of the Kansas Beef Council. This is Kyle Bauer reporting.